UBS maintains, in a two-page note from its CIO, it reiterated to clients its current position on gold post the rally. All right. Number one, they maintain a bullish outlook for gold with projections of US dollar 2,700 by mid-2025, 2,600 by end of the year, by the way.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. It's September 17th, Tuesday, the day before Fed Day, and let's do the market rundown. Today, we'll be discussing UBS maintaining, reaffirming their price targets for gold, even after the run-up. And we'll also be touching on multiple news stories that cover our area of interest. But first, let's start with the markets themselves. The dollar is down 10 at 100 spot 60. 10-year yields are 360, down 1. The S&P 500 is 56.52, up 23.5. The VIX is 16.98, down 15. Gold is 25.80, down 2 bucks, was down 9 bucks on the lows. Silver 30 spot 80, up 7 cents. Copper 4.25, up a penny and a half. Gold, silver creeping lower, as implied. WTI above 70 again at 70.39, but down 27 cents this morning. Natural gas, 236, a strong day yesterday. Bitcoin took it on the chin again yesterday, but is strong now. So we're in a range between 57 and 61. Don't get too crazy. Trading 59,000, up 861. Ethereum is 2,300, up 12. Platinum, palladium, again, diverging. Palladium 1093, up 14, and platinum 984, down 2. Grains are flat to slightly stronger. Soy 1020 unchanged, corn 399 effectively unchanged, and wheat 585 up 2 and 80 basis points, so 2.8 cents. All right, you're looking at the gold chart there. That's a weekly. That's a channel that I decided to put up for future analysis. It starts here on the daily. We're going to talk about the gold charts in a second. The news, UBS maintains. We described what we're going to see. We're seeing it now. There's the front page. Goldman pulls up on silver. We explained how we felt about that and how they're going to suggest to play it. Evidence suggests swap dealers acting like they're closing shop. That's a Sunday two-hour conversation that we had with founders. UBS, this report just went out. UBS reiterates spot to 2,600 by year end and 2,700 by mid-2025. We're going to discuss that right now. And there's other stories. All right. UBS maintains. UBS updated its view on gold on September 12th in a two-page note from its CIO. It reiterated to clients its current position on gold post the rally. All right. Number one, they maintain a bullish outlook for gold with projections of US dollar 2,700 by mid-2025, 2,600 by end of the year, by the way. The current macroeconomic setup, including ongoing central bank purchases and geopolitics, supports their forecast. Their investors, are advised to maintain an allocation of gold as it continues to act as a hedge against market volatility. Full analysis in that link right there. Sharing, there's a big contextual comment that's in that analysis that we gave, and I want to share a little bit of that with you now. UBS does not represent traders, although they do trade their own book. UBS has pensions, wealth funds, and affluent clients. They protect these people zealously. So they're not raising their target. That is, by all risks of short-term mindset, bearish. When you don't raise a target after a rally, it's bearish. Ask any equity guy. However, because they are incredibly conservative, they're not going to do that. And I'll give you an example of that. On December 3rd, Sunday night, which bled into December 4th, gold had an unprecedented $165 rally. That morning, this same CIO put out a note to their clients. He's Singapore-based, by the way. And he said, gold is overbought. Do not buy. Do not sell. Implicitly, he's saying gold's going to continue going up. Don't get excited by this rally and don't view it as a time to puke. And he was right. So I tend to view this person, the CIO at UBS, as someone who represents their client books interests, who tends to come out at important moments and says, toe the line, get out, or buy the dip. Now, later on, between December and February, he said, if there's a dip, we would be a buyer, but we're not a buyer yet. So I've seen this guy, whoever he is, I'm not going to say his name here, really do right by his clients. And as an experienced trader who watched UBS for years, they've always done that when they put their public face on. And their trading is just like any other bank's trading, but they protect their clients. So there's that whole story there. The news, there's a lot of news. There's enough news that I'm creating, at least temporarily, a precious metals section. All right. So there are three stories that I want to get out there. They're going to develop, but I want you to see them first. You get it here first. And if it's worth reading about, we'll hopefully put some meat on the bone for you. All right. G7 has an Enbridge answer. Top commercial banks join G7-led central bank digital currency trial. London, 40 of the world's leading commercial banks have joined a G7-led pilot scheme with the New York Fed and leading central banks from Europe, read the BIS, Korea and Japan, the BIS, for a new digital currency platform designed to speed up and enhance cross-border payments. The link to that story is right there, originated with Reuters, which is really just a rewrite of the press release that the IMF came out with. I think it was the IMF, maybe the BIS, same thing. Second story, Russian gold. What is Russia doing with China? Some Russian businesses have begun using gold to pay Chinese suppliers to get around U.S. sanctions and threats of sanctions against Chinese banks affecting Russia-China bank transfers. This is out of an Asian story. The bottom line here is we all know about the Russian sanctions, but the U.S. is now threatening China with more sanctions against aiding and abetting Russia. So Russia is almost preemptively, carefully advising their businessmen and transactors of business in China to use gold whenever appropriate. And it goes through how they actually get the gold to them. They use carriers, what have you. That'll be replaced by blockchain down the road, but they will be using gold. Third story, tax abolition. New Jersey joins other states in eliminating sales tax on gold and silver. Mike, I'm not sure how to say his name, Mahari, noted this. Sound money advocates are hailing their hard-fought victory today as New Jersey's Senate Bill 721 was signed into law, thereby removing sales tax on purchases of gold, silver, and other precious metals above $1,000, effective January 2025. So other states, and now New Jersey, are eliminating sales tax, being more permissive with the use of precious metals as a substitute for money itself. You can't tax money, so to speak. So there are implications for this, and the implications are exactly what you think they are. In any, just zooming out a little bit, the federal government, generally speaking, does not mandate what the state should do. Generally speaking, it waits for a majority of the states to agree on something, whether it be Roe v. Wade, when they passed it and when they removed it, whether it be pot. When enough states are in on it and have legalized it, then the federal government says, oh, we can make money off of that, and they're going to change the law. When enough states have this approach towards gold and silver, the federal government's going to do it as well. That's how these things happen. Ground up determines top-down behavior when it comes to policy. And this will also partially rescue the U.S. We need to own more gold and silver. And in doing this, it's going to encourage it at the individual and state level and the federal government. It's going to clear the way for, in my opinion, down the road, a federal asset-backed bond, because there's going to be no local sales tax. When you buy a treasury, there's no federal, state, or local sales tax. That's why it's beautiful. So when you buy a gold bond in the future, there will be no, maybe there'll be federal, but there'll be no local, state, or sales tax. All the states remove sales tax from gold and silver, then that's creating a prepackaged market for the federal government to distribute product or mandate. That's a mandate. Okay, moving forward. Today, U.S. retail sales at 8:30 a.m. Pretty important. Let's see what the market does. But tomorrow is the Fed open interest rate decision. There is a debate about 25 to 50 basis points. This is very new. All the data has been 25 basis points, 25 basis points, 20. All the data is saying that. But then yesterday, I forget his name, Dudley. Dudley comes out and basically says we should have 50 basis points, or he makes it look like it's not such an easy decision. And then Nick Timiraos, he's in a story I have up here. Where is that? Under market news. Wall Street Journal's, I'm going to try to say his name, Timiraos, wrote, Fed prepares to lower rates with size of first cut in doubt. The central bank usually prefers to move in increments of a quarter point. This time it's complicated. Now, I'm not sure if he's just throwing it out there to give the well-balanced story for conversation, or he's really channeling something that the Fed is considering. I don't know. But my bet is on 25 basis points, but I'm not betting. Right? All right. So let's go back to the markets, the final market check. All right. What did I give? I gave you some levels yesterday, right? Here we go. Maintain gold bullishness on any day that does not, on today that does not settle below 2544.85. Make it 2564.29. Unless we settle below 2564, the market should flag and then work higher. Silver. Silver's actually easier. Ready? Based on this and some work that myself and me and another founder did, this is crazy. This is not headline stuff. Don't put it in a headline. Silver should just go up now, right? It's crazy to say, but let me give you a level. Unless silver cracks 3019 and settles, unless silver settles below 3019 or trades below 2984 today, tomorrow should be another up day. That's it. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, who we encourage you to contact for your next gold or silver order. And Miles Franklin brings us a gold and silver special each week. And if you've been looking for a pullback in the rally to purchase gold and silver, this week's deals include 1 ounce silver Philharmonics from the Austrian Mint in Austria, go figure. Fortunately, these beautiful coins are only $3.10 over spot. While we still do have silver under the $30 level, which it obviously eclipsed earlier this year. And on the gold side, this week's special is 1 ounce gold Kurans for only $60 over spot. And again, you can place an order by calling 833-326-4653 or emailing us at arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Happy to answer any questions you have and get you set up with whatever you need. So call us at 833-326-4653. And as always, thanks for watching. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.